"Go on," said Miss Havisham, looking interested. "I thought it was you, Miss Havisham, and you encouraged me in my mistake. Why should I be kind to anybody after all I've suffered?" cried Miss Havisham angrily. "Yes, you're right," I said quickly, to calm her. "But you also encouraged your relations to think I would inherit some of your fortune." "Why shouldn't I?" she cried wildly. "But Matthew Pocket and his son are different. They aren't selfish or greedy. They're generous and honest. I want you to know that." She looked carefully at me. "What do you want for them?" "I'm asking for money," I replied, my cheeks red. "I would like you to help my friend Herbert become a partner in his company. I started paying for this myself 2 years ago, and I want to keep it a secret from him. But now I find I can't continue the payments. I can't explain why. It's part of the other person's secret." Miss Havisham looked at the fire, and then at me again. "What else?" she asked. Turning to Estella, I tried to control my trembling voice. "You know I love you, Estella," I said. "I have loved you long and dearly." She shook her head.